Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Once in a while, I get a message in my inbox that says, I know you must be extremely busy, and then it goes on to explain a request, something of that nature. Here's the interesting thing. Number one, I'm never busy. Truly, I'm never busy. I don't choose to arrange my life or align my life with the word busy, because to me, it's a very... Let's put it this way. That word doesn't serve me. I respond back usually with, hey, thanks for your message. Actually, I'm not busy. I'm incredibly intentional. And then what I often do is I put a link in there for my opus. Now, I know what that does for some people. It kind of probably, who knows what it does? Maybe some people are like, what an idiot. What a jerk. Who knows? But the point is this. I don't want to perpetuate the feeling out there that people are just so busy. Busy means you are letting life happen to you. Busy means you are reacting. I don't do that. I mean, that would be inauthentic. That would be actually dishonest for me to say I'm busy, that I react to life, that life happens to me. It's quite the opposite. Actually, I wake up and happen to life. I wake up and actually take proactive steps to function and operate and steer life. And there's a term called opus, which, who knows, maybe I'll put it in the show links here sometime. But in fact, I actually want to build it soon. Maybe I'll put it at carrieoberbrunner.com/opus. So I don't know if it's there yet, but it will be there very soon. So check it out. But you can see on that document that what I did is I basically took a time out in life and I got incredibly clear. I love what James Allen says, until thought is linked with purpose, there is no intelligent accomplishment. That means until we actually take a time out in life and understand and clarify what our purpose is, we will have no meaning. And that's where a lot of people in their lives, they wake up and they don't have meaning because they haven't basically created a filter whereby they're going to evaluate life. So for this gentleman, not only did I respond back with that message, but I also did this. I also have created in our business pathways for me to meet people. I love to meet people. I love people. People are fantastic. I love to engage with them, to hear their dreams, to hear their passions, to learn how I can help them if they need help. But what I don't do is I don't let these messages come in at different times throughout my month and just simply say, oh, sure, let's meet. Oh, let's call. Oh, let's do this. Because then what happens is you really are the slave of your inbox. Let's face it, in social media today, anybody can have access to you. And as a result, you will literally become what I call a professional luncher. And if you don't know what a professional luncher is, go back a few episodes and you will see that as an entrepreneur, you do not earn influence, impact, or income by being a professional luncher, by constantly 24/7 doing lunches and breakfasts and dinners. Look, if you want to be a social butterfly, that's cool, and you can do that. And yes, some amazing things have happened from having lunch with people. But the reality is that it usually doesn't serve them, and it usually doesn't serve you because there's no intention behind the lunch. So as a result, what I did is I responded back to this gentleman and said, hey, thanks for your message. Actually, I intentionally choose to not be busy in my life. Rather, I run my life with purpose and meaning. Here's a link to my opus if you find it helpful on your own journey. And I'd love to meet you. Here are a couple opportunities for us to connect over the next month. And then I usually provide links for local people to come to our monthly Igniting Souls Fellowship, or perhaps other people to jump on a virtual meeting. Perhaps it's an upcoming training that I'm doing for free, or a webinar, this type of thing. So the two things I want to challenge you to do is, number one, don't give in to the perpetual messaging that's happening in our culture today that says we just need to be busy. Number two, identify clear pathways so that people do not need to essentially destroy your calendar just because, you know, two dozen people want to meet with you during the month. You need to create it. Listen, it's your fault if you don't have pathways, and don't beat yourself up for that, but create a new one. Look, there was a time in my life where I had zero pathways. I couldn't tell someone, hey, let's meet here, let's do that, or I have a monthly gathering. I didn't have that. But that was like a to-do list then. I said, you know what, I need to create a monthly gathering that's free for the community, and I'm gonna give my whole heart, I'm gonna show up filled up, I'm gonna teach and meet, and I'm gonna clear a whole half day to do that and to give back. And look, you can be a generous person, you can be giving, but what that does is it basically says, here's a half day to serve and connect and love on new people. And then if they like to take another step that's deeper, great. Now you can help them, rather than, oh, we just had a great lunch and the waitress interrupted us, you know, 25 times, or the server, and we never accomplished anything, and this person leaves more confused, and what did we even do? That's not helpful for you or them. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Tag someone, share this. We need more people who are operating out of intention rather than busyness. So spread the love. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.